Indeed, lines are now open at 42 after 6 right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. Call us on 010-500-938. It's time for our Call-In Friday topic. Tonight, we look at car dealerships charging what is known as a road fee. VW was recently found in the wrong in this regard and ordered to pay back the fees, and they are now appealing that decision by the National Credit Regulator. Acting Manager of Compliance at the NCR, Mabato Signarello, joins us on the line now. Welcome to Money Talk, Mabato.
Thank you, Denise, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you, ma'am. First, talk us through how VW was found in the wrong over this road fee charge.
Basically, what we did is, as the NCR, we decided to be more proactive in our approach. We conducted a compliance check. Basically, what we do when we do a compliance check is we just look at sections of the Act and just check as to whether our registrants, credit providers, or credit bureaus or debt counselors are compliant with the Act. In this particular case, we're checking in terms of the fees that are charged in, our credit agreements when we buy vehicles.
Yes.
Then we found that in the agreement there were certain costs or charges that were embedded in the agreement that were not embedded like in the National Credit Act. They're not part of the provisions of the National Credit Act. As a result, then we engaged VW and they responded, and their response still did not actually justify why they actually included this so-called road fee in their contracts. As a result, we issued them with a compliance notice.
Talk us through then the process that followed after the issuing of the compliance license, and you indicate that the NCR in this case took the lead and took matters into their own hands and be proactive. Were there complaints as well from maybe motorists or consumers in South Africa where the road fee was questioned, because we know that it's something that has been in existence for quite some time?
Not necessarily. That is the reason why I'm saying that it was proactive. Normally, if there was a complaint, it means that we would be reacting to a complaint. But in this particular case, we will be doing more of this type of proactive exercises, just not on your motor vehicle finances, but on your banks, on your debt counselors, credit bureaus, whoever's registered with the National Credit Regulator will do the same thing. So what happens in this particular case is that a compliance notice is a legal document, basically, as it says, compliance notice, notifying them that you failed to comply with certain provisions of the Act. You need to rectify where you failed to comply. And if you've been overcharging or charged consumers prohibited charges, you need to refund those consumers.
Indeed. VW is appealing this decision, but tell us what the order required the company to do.
First of all, I mean, in terms of any law, there's the adipatum rule, which means basically that any accused to say, or somebody who, like in this particular case, VW has a right to object. Even our Act allows them that in terms of Section 55 of our Act, that they can object to the compliance notice. So, I mean, we will then take it forward to the tribunal for the tribunal to then decide. And then in terms of the order, with the compliance notice, we basically ask them that they should remove that charge, the road fee charge, number one. Number two, they should refund all consumers that they have charged that road fee from the date of the inception of the Act, which is up 2007 to date. And then thirdly, in order to secure that, because obviously a lot of people will say, how will I know, or how will they know that they owed me because I don't have my contract?
Yes.
An independent auditor will be appointed to actually go through VW's books and credit agreements to see who was charged this road fee.
Mm.
And if you are charged the road fee, then you will be eligible to get the refund.
How then should us as consumers, motorists, be proactive and maybe look at our documents, or if you one remembers that you are charged this road fee, because some people don't even know that this road fee is part of what they are paying for when they're paying for their car repayments. What should we be doing to approach this matter?
I think as consumers, minus just this credit agreement or this particular case, let's just all just be mindful. Every time you enter into an agreement, you have to get a pre-agreement quotation and statement, which means that you first have to check the costs that they're charging you. Ask, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you are entering into this agreement. You will be the one that will be paying at the end of the day. If there's something that you don't understand, I think even from our side, that's what we are trying to educate consumers more. Ask, you actually have a right to ask, you know. And then another thing is that to be proactive in this particular case, we know a lot of consumers will be confused as to whether they should contact VW or they should contact NCR. Some consumers have contacted VW, but we are most welcoming any complaints or any queries. Consumers can contact our office to find out more as to how to go about this in terms of getting the refund. But please bear in mind that VW is currently objecting, so it might be a delay, because at the end of the day, we were hoping that auditors will start, you know, running with this, and then we know that a first batch, maybe a couple of hundreds of consumers are refunded, but because of the objection, it means we'll delay the process. Be it as it may, consumers can still contact the NCR.
That said, does this have implications for other car dealers who charge this so-called road fee? We do see reports that the NCR may be going after the likes of BMW.
Most definitely. We actually have gone after BMW, and we also found this road fee with BMW. We've already issued a compliance notice with BMW. Okay. So we're still looking at other motor vehicle financiers, because we don't want to be like we are, you know, we are just looking at specifics. We are looking at all of them. And then once we find that there is this predatory charges in the credit agreements, then they will also, we'll also follow the same process of issuing them with a compliance notice and giving them an opportunity to respond or to object to the compliance notice. If they don't object, which is what we are hoping for, then we are hoping that we will go forward and people will have a little Christmas of an additional amount.
Most definitely. How then can motorists of other car brands that we have not mentioned and that the NCR is maybe not particularly looking at right now, maybe raise concern over this matter?
The same thing, I would just advise them, any motorist, to actually contact the NCR. And it's just that the ones that we've spoken about are the ones that responded quicker.
Yes.
But we are looking at other motor vehicle finances. We are not being exclusive. We are trying to cover all of them. So that's what we are hoping to do at the end of the day. But consumers can always contact the NCR and lodge complaints with us, so that at least we can know. And it will also make it easy, because we'll be able to already have your contract, and we'll already be able to see if you do have your contract, to say the least. And then we can check as to whether there is a road fee or not. But we already have done our own analysis of different contracts, and we're just engaging with the different dealerships and motor vehicle finances.
Do you find that as consumers, we are well informed before we even sign on the dotted line where contracts are concerned? Because like we indicated earlier, that quite a lot of people find themselves having paid for this road fee. Sometimes the car that you even that is in question, you no longer own, you've already sold. And what happens then?
For me, for NCR, not for myself, for NCR, the stance is that if you ever paid the road fee, you should be refunded. Remember, it's not a matter of possession or not. It's a matter of the fact that you were not supposed to have been charged that fee.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we are. That's where our stance is, that you are not supposed to be charged that fee. Credit providers, they are more, they should know better, as and also advise the consumers accordingly. But I will stress the point that as consumers, I've picked up that most of the time, it's as if we are scared to ask, or we think if I ask, then they won't finance me and I won't get the motor vehicle. But we must always remember that I know we've become desperate to get the vehicle for work purposes and so on and so forth, but we must always remember that we are going to be stuck with a 72-month contract that we are overcharged on because we didn't ask questions. Even if you find that the question seems like it's stupid, rather ask it than just see an amount there that you don't know anything of, or any clause in the contract that you don't understand. Give yourself time to go through your contract. That's the reason why you get a pre-agreement statement and quotation. That is basically, you have not entered into a contract when you have that. It actually just, you go through the quotation. If you're satisfied, then you'll enter into a contract. So give yourself time to go through it and be satisfied. before you enter into a contract. I know it's a bit difficult, but I just plead that let's just try to have a different culture when it comes to us accessing credits.
Great advice. Thank you so much for an informative chat and your input. Acting Manager of Compliance at the National Credit Regulator, Mabato Signarello, in our Friday call-in topic on the NCR's order over car dealers charging the so-called road fee. We do know that VW is appealing that particular order. And we've also seen reports are confirmed now by Ms. Signarello that BMW is also on the cards, having been issued with a compliance notice in this regard.